This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Got Jess P.S. on the board. You can be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jazzed as hell to introduce our guest host of the day, fan favorite Matt Rothschild. You may know him previously from the Progressive Magazine, also former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a renowned author and a contributor here at Civic Media and a friend of ours. Matt, welcome to the show, man.
Not sure how renowned that is, but it's nice to be with you again after a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, man. So hey, you can buy it on the internet, man. That you're internationally known to rock the microphone. Lots of items to get to today. Tennessee's transgender case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to go there. This weird United Health executive murder assassination, let's call it, in New York City. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. And the billionaire.
Professional hit job.
Yeah, dude, we got a lot of speculation on that. Certainly tragic. Don't want to make light, but there are some things to discuss that this, you know, kind of brings to light. We don't have a lot of facts on it yet, but, you know, we'll speculate. And you can join us in that as well. And, of course, the cabinet, the Trump 2 administration, T2. Do we have a new name for this thing yet? The billionaire class is taken over. But before we go there, one of the very specific cabinet nominees, I think we need to dive into a little bit more. Matt, Pete Hegseth.
Yeah, this guy won't go away. I thought by the time we came on today, he'd be gone. But no, he's hanging on. Hanging on. He may be gone by the time we're done, though. You never know.
At the pace that these things change, right. It could be any moment.
4 o'clock Central Time. We'll give him a couple hours. We'll see what happens. Anybody got any odds on Pete Hegseth? Well, he's fighting for the job, Matt, because you know it's very serious. When, amidst all the criticism and reviewing of the record from Anonymous, apparently according to him, sources, he not only wrote an op-ed at the Wall Street Journal, he started bringing mom around. Mom's out, yeah. Man. He brought his mom to the interview. Mom's on Fox News. You can't bring your mom to the interview, man.
It's pretty sad. It's pretty pathetic. But his mom gave testimony against him, which was quite stark and quite damning. So he's bringing her back out. They've made up. They've kissed and made up. They're a happy family again.
Oh, man. Okay, so the Wall Street Journal, Pete Hegseth, I've faced fire before. I won't back down. I look forward to an honest confirmation hearing, not a press show trial based on anonymous accusations. A little bit here. He talks about 18 years ago, he wrote an article, talks about some of his time in the military. We weren't always perfect, but we're always honest and earnest. Always honest and earnest. Now, there's a few things that stuck out at me, folks, and I want to kind of bring these kinds of things to light because I think it shines a lot on the person writing them. When someone says we weren't perfect, but we were always honest and earnest, and he's not going to say always, Matt. Always?
Yeah.
Always.
Especially always honest.
Always honest. Always?
He's just proving himself right there in that sentence. Few of us can say we've always been honest.
I've always been breathing. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's about it. That's about it. My heart's always been pumping. Knock on wood. A little bit further down, he goes. He addresses at least some of his after he gets out of the military, and he starts getting involved in some of these nonprofit organizations to support veterans. Now we've seen some of the other reporting that said it was mismanaged. We know he brought some of the crew to the strip club where he tried to get
on stage.
They divided the crew, the girls, into party girls and not party girls. You know, so basically just a creeper kind of bro atmosphere at these
Clearly, if that allegation is true, that's a violation of having a workplace atmosphere that's not hostile. That's an easy case.
Did you ever bring staff to the strip club, Matt? You know, as part of the
No, you know, I ran nonprofits for 40 years.
Not a thing. Like, if you were to bring staff to the strip club, like, how would you expense that? Is that meals and entertainment? I mean, how?
It seems like you put a little bit of thought into this, Dom.
I'm just saying, is it charitable giving? You know, I mean, I don't. You got to tip the dancers. I mean, that's not for free. You got to get in the door. The drinks are super expensive because, of course, you're paying for the atmosphere. But I digress. One paragraph really stood out to me in Pete Hegseth's Hegseth. You say it 10 times fast. Pete Hegseth's op-ed to the Wall Street Journal. I've been through a lot, Pete writes. Combat tours, job changes, divorces, and family challenges. Yes, I love my mom very much, and she loves me.
Oh, there it is.
So much so that she went on Fox News for me. He continues, and this is where I call BS. I have always led with honesty, integrity, and passion. Now, I'll believe the passion part, but honesty and integrity? Man, you're like the serial philanderer, man. You were like cheating on all your wives all the time. You've always led with honesty. Hey, Pete, where were you last night? Oh, I was sleeping with a stranger. Hey, Pete, where were you the night before? Oh, I was just at the strip club sleeping with some strippers. I mean, this guy cheated on everybody all the time. You cannot tell me that you have always led with honesty and integrity when you are a serial philanderer, Matt. Am I wrong?
Bringing the staff to the strip club isn't leading with integrity either.
I'm not going to say that's a bad thing, man. I've been to a few strip clubs in my life. If you go to a strip club, is there a lack of integrity? I don't think that's necessarily the case.
No, but it's staff. How you act bring there. The staff with you. Yeah. It's not good.
Okay. Some poor business decisions.
Yes.
I have always led with integrity, honesty, and passion. And he goes on to write, tragically, many veterans never find the purpose for their next chapter and succumb to the bottle, depression, or worst of all, suicide. I understand.
He has a problem with the bottle, according to many reports.
We'll get to that too, man. I understand what they are facing because I've lived it. But Matt, by the grace of God, I took another path. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has renewed and restored my life. I am saved by his grace.
Well, that's a card that a lot of folks like to bring out when they're, fighting for their careers. I mean, I want to go a little delicate here because I'm not a believer. I'm an old atheist. But I know there are people who believe strongly and pray every day, and I understand that. And so maybe he does. I don't know. I don't know if this is Johnny come lately or, whether he just found Christ the other day or whether this is something that's important to him or not. But
He does have several tattoos that purport his faith.
Certainly. He's got the crusade tattoo.
Indeed. He does have at least one crusade.
Yeah, he's at least down with the crusades.
Oh, yeah.
And the bottle thing, the drinking thing, the party thing. Okay, I get that. But the religious thing, if he is truly faithful, and this is, I'd say this to him or anybody else of honest goodwill and faith in that role, right? If you perceive your Savior to come, because folks believe that that's what's going to happen, and Jesus comes down, Pete, tells you to nuke Israel, you're going to do it. You know what I mean? Because that's what faith is. Would you do it? I don't know, man. So I get very concerned when the super religious types are in charge of nuclear weapons. Let's just put it that way.
Well, there is that thing about these right-wing non-Jewish fundamentalists who all of a sudden are in favor of every policy of the state of Israel, not because they love Jews. Don't get me wrong. As a Jewish American, I feel this pretty, closely to the heart. You know, they want the second coming. They want
the
end times.
Right, and they need all the Jews in Israel for that.
Yeah, they want the end times. That's in the New Testament. And when that happens, Jews have got two choices. Either they need to convert or they're going to die in the lake of fire. I mean, that's what happens in the New Testament.
And that's what we're teaching the kids in the third grade. Great. Talk about grooming. So, Pete Hegseth, though, certainly you don't write an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal because things are going great for you. You don't put mom out on the circuit on Fox News because things are going great for you. And some reporting from NBC seemed to indicate things are not going great for him. Hegseth drank in ways that concerned his colleagues at Fox News. And when your colleagues are concerned at Fox News, man, I mean, there's a lot of things going on at Fox News. Just look at the history of lawsuits. That might say something. A little bit from the reporting, Matt. Two of those people said that on more than a dozen occasions during Hegseth's time as co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, which began in 2017, they smelled alcohol on him before he went on air.
Oof.
Those same two people, plus another, said that during his time there, he appeared on television after they'd heard him talk about being hungover as he was getting ready or on set. One of the sources said they smelled alcohol on him as recently as last month and heard him complain about being hungover this fall. Well, maybe the Jesus thing just came back like this morning. I got to tell you, that's why I do an afternoon show, Matt. I mean, you don't go out drinking all night and then try to get up and do the Fox and Friends in the morning show, man. You're going to smell like booze.
Yeah, know yourself.
I mean, it does sound like this guy has a serious drinking problem, a history of a serious drinking problem. And the credible allegation of rape happened at an event where evidently he was just totally trashed. And so, you know, here is not one example, not two examples, but many examples, according to this news story, of a guy who's got a drinking problem. Do we want him to head up the Department of Defense? Probably not.
He also mentioned the demons. He was on the circuit today talking to some of the senators, and the report, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to paraphrase. But essentially kind of dismissing the drinking as, yeah, you know, people sometimes, when you folks on the battlefield, you deal with your demons, apparently, by drinking. You know, here's the quote. You know, how do you deal with the demons you see on the battlefield? Sometimes it's with a bottle. Thank God, by the grace of God, I found my chapter of purpose, yada, 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 yada. Okay, so he's got demons. So now the head of the DOD is admitted today to senators that he's got demons. But apparently as recently as last month, he was smelling like booze on the set. Matt, your take, last 60 seconds of the segment.
Well, I certainly can sympathize with veterans who have demons and who try to deal with their demons through drugs or alcohol. That's not a new story. The question is whether a veteran who's got those demons and has an alcohol or drug problem should head up the Department of Defense, and I don't think he should.
Should we give that guy a raise? No, absolutely not. So some of the scuttlebutt, the Hill reporting as well, Trump maybe going to, if Hegseth blows up and is unable to get confirmed, he's got another Florida guy waiting in the wings, perhaps Ron DeSantis. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That's Matt Rothschild. That's Jess P.S. on the board. You on the phones as well. Join us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Jess P.S. on the board. Matt Rothschild, he is joining me for the day. Appreciate it, Matt. I wanted to clarify. I talked about a quote from Pete Hegseth. He was actually interviewed by, I believe it's Megyn Kelly, on Sirius XM when he was referring to his demons and dealing with it with the bottle. Kelly went on to say, Matt, I'm gonna get your take on this as well. They're not upset about your drinking, he said. He was essentially saying some of the members of the Senate were comparing his difficulties with the dude with Squee, right? The U.S. Supreme Court justice, who apparently went through similar things, and he's saying, yeah, these guys are telling me they're doing the same thing to you as they did to Kavanaugh, is his take. And then Kelly says, well, they're not upset about you drinking. He said, quote, this is his defense today on the SiriusXM. First of all, I've never had a drinking problem. Hegseth laughed. I don't. No one's ever approached me and said, oh, yeah, you should really look at getting help for a drink. Never. I never sought counseling, never sought help. You know, how do you deal with the demons you see on the battlefield? Sometimes it's with a bottle. That's in the context there. So he's never, no one ever told him, Matt, and he never sought help. So all is well. Let me be the DOD.
A little bit of denial, maybe not facing up.
Right? I mean, no one's ever said it to me, Matt. No one's ever said that. You drink too much. You smoke too much. You party too much. You talk too much. You swear too much. Oh, wait. Pete?
Was this just all last week?
Is that me or Pete? I'm not even sure.
It's funny you mentioned Brett Kavanaugh, though, because I was reminded of it, too. Evidently, Trump wants him to go down swinging. Hegseth wants him to put up a fight, just like he wanted Kavanaugh to come out and put up a fight. That's how Trump gets his jollies. You know, go out there and swing as hard as you can at these people and fight back, and then maybe you'll save your job that way. Brett Kavanaugh saved his job that way. I don't think Hegseth's going to be able to, but he's trying. He's trying to please the boss.
Trying to please the boss. Fight, fight, fight. No matter when. It's easy for Trump to say that. You know, he's not the one out there, at least on this time, on the hot seat. That's going to be Hegseth if he ever gets to that point. But it looks pretty tough for him right now. Matt, before we get to the billionaires, Kash Patel for the FBI. Now, I mean, he's an attorney. I mean, I guess that's a start. Never been a prosecutor, to my understanding. What's your take on the Kash man? The guy was selling books, children's books, about Donald Trump and referring to him, Trump, as a king in the children's books as he was cashing in, as Kash Patel does.
Yeah, I didn't know that until I listened to your show yesterday. You know, he wrote the kids' book about King Don. This guy is really scary. I mean, this is the quote that scares me the most, though. This is something he said last year, I think. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you. You know, this is the guy who's going to be head of the FBI. I mean, he's going to come after the media. They're going to come after ultra-leftists, as Donald Trump calls me and my friends. I mean, that's the world we may be living in pretty
soon. What does that mean, though? I'm going to come after you. You know, I'm like, yeah, for what, man? For speeding? What are you talking about, man? What would a far right-wing fascist organization administration do? They're going to drum up? They're going to, you know, plant some evidence on me? I mean, what do you think the concern truly is?
Well, at the easiest level, the first stage of this nine spheres of hell, they'll audit your tax return. You know, they'll come after you that way. You know, all of a sudden we're interested in Dom's taxes or Matt's taxes. And then, yeah, they can, you know, plant some evidence on you or pull you over for something you've never done. I mean, I talked to a police chief once who said, we are taught that it should take us about 10 seconds to find something on a vehicle in front of us that we can put the sirens on them and pull them over. And sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's just driving while black, as any black person can testify.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, they can make your life miserable on that level. And then, you know, they could do a lot worse if they're bringing tanks down the street, which is still possible.
Well, as evidenced by what was going on in South Korea, and, you know, the democracies are looking pretty fragile these days, man, not just in this country, in other countries as well. A vote of no confidence in France, you know, another liberal democracy, folks, and, you know, the right wingers. It's never done, man. There's always going to be the pressure of the right wing and fascists and those kinds of influences. Anytime there's power to be grabbed and money to be had, man, you can expect that's going to be bubbling up all the time. And there needs to be an effort against that. But the good news is, Matt, we got a bunch of what, billionaires going to be on the cabinet? It's not just the drinking and the partying and Hegseth. There's folks with some real dollars in their pocket that are going to be cabinet members.
Yeah, by my count, there's at least 10.
Oh,
this is Trump giving us a government of, by, and for the billionaires. Let's look at the billionaires. Elon Musk, of course, and Vivek Ramaswamy, they jump right out at you. But there are other folks I didn't know. A guy named Howard Lutnick, who's Trump's commerce secretary, a Cantor Fitzgerald majority owner, worth about $1.5 billion.
Oof.
And then there's Linda McMahon, the Small Business Administration nominee.
WWE, let's just call it what it was, man. WWE. And she's got her own issues with sexual impropriety, at least among the staff that used to work for her.
Correct, and she's worth a crisp $2.5 billion.
Boom.
There's Scott Bessent for Treasury Secretary. He is, I don't know where he may, he's a hedge fund guy. And then there's Jared Isaacman, today appointed to lead NASA. He's head of a company called Draken International. And then yesterday, you know, there's a billionaire a day being appointed.
I mean, it sounds like a James
a
Bond corporation.
A keeps the democracy away.
Yesterday was Steven Feinberg, Deputy Defense Secretary. He is a secretive billionaire financier. And then today, Warren Stevens, picked for U.S. Ambassador to Britain, billionaire investment banker. Of course, there was Charles Kushner last week, Ambassador to France. Lastly, Stephen Witkoff, Trump's special Middle East envoy, real estate developer, crisp $1 billion.
You know, it's a good thing that the smarter you are, the richer you are, and it's a direct correlation. So if, given the evidence of the fact that he's got all these billionaires around him, man, this is going to be the most effective, intelligent cabinet ever.
And the interests of working people really will be guarded.
Worried about the price of eggs now, folks? Hey, come back with us. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Guest host today, Matt Rothschild, joining me, Jess P.S. on the board and you on the lines. Once again, 855-75-CIVIC. We got Mark on the line. Let's grab Mark real quick here. Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, for the whole Crusader tattoos things all over Mr. Hegseth. I couldn't help but remember when the Crusaders first took on the first crusade, supposedly the most successful one. When the Crusaders took Jerusalem, they slaughtered everybody in the city, you know, Muslims, Christians, and Jews combined. I mean, because there was some Christians fighting against other Christians there, as well as what was going on all over Europe during that time. And I can't remember which number of the Crusades it was. Well, the Crusaders just bypassed, you know, going to the Holy Land and sacked Byzantium and hold a lot of the riches of, you know, the Greek Orthodox Christianity of that region and hold all the loot back to, you know, to Europe. I mean, that
and if they had nuclear weapons back then, Mark, how do you think that would have turned out? And I think it should be disqualifying. And listen, I understand people's faith, and that's fine. And I have none, and you can have some, and it's fine. We always get along. But if you're talking about someone who, as that are believing that if all the Jews go back to Israel and they will help force the second coming of their God, and those folks are in charge of nuclear weapons, I just think that's a very, very scary thing. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. 855.
I'm with you there, Don.
Yeah, go ahead.
With you on that one. I don't like the Arkansas governor being ambassador to Israel either for the same reason.
Right, man. That's, what's his name?
Huckabee.
Yeah. Huckabee. And he's like a fundamentalist.
He's an evangelical.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is that
uncomfy.
Part of the plan? It's all part of the plan.
He doesn't even believe in the Palestinian people. that there is such a thing as the Palestinian people. So,
let him be the ambassador.
Things are going to get a lot worse over there. Hard to believe they could get worse, but I'm afraid they're going to.
Well, the Republicans and the MAGAs, they believe that, you know, strong diplomacy, right? Speak softly, carry a big stick. I mean, maybe they think Donald Trump's strength as a strong man is going to be just enough. All he's got to do is say it, snap his fingers. What do you say? If the hostages aren't released, he'll be hell to pay. He'll be hell to pay.
They're paying hell. By the time Palestinian people are paying hell by the right now.
Time he gets in, he said something to the effect that there'll be something they've never seen before. Something along those lines. Very, very, very bold. I'm thinking to myself, well, the worst thing we've ever seen, we talked about the Nobel Prize winners, the folks that survived Nagasaki and Hiroshima nuclear blast. Is that what he's saying? Because we've seen that.
Yeah.
That's happened. Is that what he's suggesting? You know what I'm saying? I think the words matter. When you talk like that, you're never going to see nothing like you've ever seen before. Oh, God. Well, what we've seen was pretty bad, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the only thing I'll disagree with you on, Dom, is he doesn't really speak softly.
Never.
855-752-4842. All right. I think we've kind of finished up on the cabinet. Let's move on to if we may the Democratic Party. We talked about the Republicans now. Let's talk about the Dems for a little bit if we can, Matt.
like that you asked permission on your own show.
I think it's listen. There's a lot of I don't know Monday morning quarterbacking going on. I think and rightfully so. This election is actually a lot closer than we ever thought it was going to be, Matt, right? I mean, I think the final tally is in 220, 215 in the House, something along those lines. The last one was won by a Dem. And maybe a few of those folks are going to be out because they're going to be going to the cabinet or to the White House. And those elections won't be until spring. So, you know, the math is like one or two, Matt. For them to get anything done, at least in the short term, in the Republican-led House.
Yeah, and it's been almost a month now since the brutal election of November 5th, and I think we're starting to get past it a little bit. But, you know, as close as it was a really hard pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Just losing Wisconsin and all the other 7-for-7 swing states, it was just crushing. But look. You know, no one said it was going to be easy. Life goes on. You got to keep fighting these political fights, like you were saying in the last bit, Dom. I mean, it's totally true. You know what I was doing today? I was looking up how the Chileans survived Pinochet. Not only how they survived, but what they did to resist nonviolently. And I think that's the kind of stuff we have to look at. You know, people in Latin America under dictatorships, people in Eastern Europe under authoritarian rule. What did they do to keep their hopes up for one and actually build a nonviolent resistance movement that would bring better results once the authoritarian leader left. And you know, these guys don't hang on forever. That's one of the bright spots to keep thinking about in this time, which is pretty dark. And so, you know, I think that's where we are. And then we've got, you know, we've got a big race coming up here in Wisconsin in this Supreme Court in the spring, which I don't have energy for now, but I will after the first of the year. We've got Ben Wickler, who is, you know, one of the shining lights here in Wisconsin, who's up for a big job. And I like to see Wisconsin guys who are doing well get rewarded for doing well. And maybe that Ben gets a big reward here.
Well, and he's been very successful here in the state of Wisconsin. And if there is going to be someone up for a promotion, unlike Pete Hegseth and Cash Patel and some of these other folks, I think Ben at least has shown that he has the chops to do it. And we are a purple state. He's been very successful here. And he has indicated his desire to run for chair of the national DNC. We do have about a 2-minute clip of Ben. Kind of reminding folks about him and what he's done. Let's play that and we'll talk more about the Dems, if you would please, Jess.
The soul of the Democratic Party is the fight for working people. Ours is the party that built the middle class, that won breakthroughs on civil rights and women's rights and workers' rights and freedom and opportunity for all. It's the party that welcomed me as a high school student in Wisconsin to volunteer for Tammy Baldwin when she first won a seat in Congress. Today, the country that we love needs the Democratic Party to be stronger, to unite, to fight, and to win. I'm Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. I've spent my life working in politics, advocacy, and new media. In Wisconsin, we built a permanent campaign. We organize and communicate year-round in every corner of the state, rural, suburban, urban, red, blue, and purple areas alike. Since I've been our state party chair, we've flipped our state Supreme Court majority, re-elected our great Democratic governor, Tony Evers. And in this very tough year for Democrats nationwide, a 6-point swing towards Trump, we closed that gap to 1.5, making Wisconsin the closest state in the country. We sent Tammy Baldwin back for a third term in the U.S. Senate, and we flipped 14 state legislative seats that put us on track for majorities in both chambers in 2026. When the polls are within the margin of error, we win by the margin of effort. And what has made a difference in Wisconsin can make a difference everywhere. We need a nationwide permanent campaign, a 50-state strategy in every state and every territory across the United States. That means raising a ton of money and bringing together millions of volunteers.
Ben Wickler is doing an extraordinary job.
You've done a ridiculous job.
Ben Wickler, he knows how to organize.
Wisconsin Democrats have outraised Republicans 4-1 this year.
Raise dollars, get out the message.
He's got a really strong record of winning.
Imagine what the Democratic Party could be.
Unite, fight, win. I know that together we can do it. So if you're a DNC member, I'm asking for a chance to earn your vote. And whoever you might be, go to benwickler.com and sign up to get involved. You can't wring your hands when you're rolling up your sleeves. So it's time to get to work. Let's go.
Wisconsin Dem Chair Ben Wickler, his rollout video announcing his desire to become the national chair of the DNC. The Hill reporting today, Matt, that the Progressive Change Campaign Committee, the PCCC, and MoveOn.org's executive director have endorsed Ben Wickler for the DNC chair today. A quote from the PCCC founder, Adam Green: Ben is an organizer, and he has built the most successful state party in America with the results to prove it by being an organizer. That is very different from being just a party hack or an establishment insider. There's more to it on the Hill. But I'm a fan of Ben, Matt. I mean, I really am. Since he started, I mean, even on the election cycle, we used to see him out on the road a lot. During the presidential campaigns, he makes himself available, not just to this show, but to lots of shows. He appreciates the conversation, and he maintains a positive attitude. He brings in the money. I don't know. I mean, I would hope that he can, you know, do on the national scale what he's done for the Democratic Party here in the state of Wisconsin. But there's a lot of shaking going on. Matt, what do you think?
I really like Rahm Emanuel myself. I hate Rahm Emanuel. I really like Ben Wickler. Ben Wickler is a new generation to lead the DNC. To go backwards to Rahm Emanuel would be a disaster, I think. Rahm Emanuel, who was Obama's chief of staff and was trying to slow play, you know, Medicare for all and all that stuff. We don't need that. We don't need an old hack, like you said. And Ben showed us, you know, that little clip. I mean, was really polished, really professional. He's media savvy. He speaks well to all audiences. He raises a lot of money, and he is an organizer at heart. And that's what I like about Ben. Plus, he's got that nice Midwest down home speaking style, and, you know. And so he doesn't seem to have a lot of airs. I like the guy a lot. On a personal level, though we're not friends, you know, it's not like he comes over to my house or we go out to dinner. Right. But I like him as a person, and I respect him tremendously for what he's done here in Wisconsin. I think he's right to emphasize, as Howard Dean did decades ago, that you need a 50-state strategy. You got to organize everywhere. It's got to be a permanent campaign. You can't just, you know, knock on a door 2 weeks before election and think you're going to persuade someone. So, you know, I think he's got a lot going for him. He's got a little bit of momentum right now. You mentioned a couple of the endorsements. I see that he got the president of Third Way, a kind of centrist group, to endorse him too. Got great publicity in an op-ed and in the Washington Post. So I hope he'll get it. I think he earned it.
And from the Cap Times as well. So we see that, you know, the leadership change, and it, I can't wait. You know what I mean? When you think about, like, you know, the legacy of Nancy Pelosi, and a very successful legislator, certainly kept her team organized and effective. But she's also up there in age, and a lot of these folks have been are getting older, and you got to wonder, like, when are we going to pass that torch? So at least in this regard, it'd be nice to see a younger activist and organizer like Ben Wickler go on the national stage. Now, can that translate nationally? You know, we'll have to wait and see. But also, as this kind of evolves, The Hill is also reporting that Democratic Rep. Jerry Nadler, he's ceding his position as a top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee and has endorsed Rep. Jamie Raskin. And I'm a huge fan of Jamie Raskin. And you said that AOC was also angling for some committee, right?
Yeah, she wants then to take Raskin's position as the Democratic lead on the Oversight Committee, which would be great. We need this young, new leadership. I mean, I want Chuck Schumer to you know, step back, too. I mean, I don't need any more Chuck Schumer. So it's time for new blood, new leadership, strong, principled, visionary, energetic leadership. Jamie Raskin provides it. AOC provides it. Ben Wickler provides it. Let's go in that direction.
And what about the rank and file then? I mean, are these folks you think Matt can get excited again? Because like you say, it's been a tough pill to swallow here this last month. Do you think these are the folks that will have the ability to get the fire in the belly of the folks that really are the ones on the ground doing the work?
Yeah, I think the people at the grassroots would love to have, you know, Ben Wickler and Jamie Raskin and AOC, you know, taking the helm as opposed to the old guard or a Rahm Emanuel, God forbid. I mean, we don't want that. Or the guy from Louisiana was mayor of New Orleans, you know, another guy who's just, you know, these retreads. I don't want any more retreads. Let's get a new set of tires here.
Yeah, no doubt. And we can't forget Hakeem Jeffries, also the minority leader in the House, also a younger guy and very energetic. And I really like Hakeem Jeffries. I mean, I think there's things to build upon, and it'd be nice to have, you know, a leader at the DNC who came up in a state like Wisconsin, a purple, a hard-fought state that has a track record of success. To bring that to the national level, man. I think, you know, a lot of things start out here in Wisconsin, Matt, and then they spread out. We've seen it from bad governance from the Republicans. Maybe we can spread some love from the Dems. Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. We're going to talk about that Tennessee case at the United States Supreme Court.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. on the board, Matt Rothschild joining me as well. I know we're going to get to this U.S. Supreme Court case, Tennessee's transgender banning, but let's get a couple of callers in before we do. Robert from West Allis, you are up. Welcome, Robert. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Ben is okay. I just want to be clear. I think your group of people there have done a hell of a lot more for building the Democratic Party than Ben Wickler has. You might prove yourself.
Well, thanks, man.
Maggie.
I'll take it. Come on, man.
I remember during 2020.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, during 2020, when COVID was going on, Devil Radio was struggling. And what was Ben doing? Ben was running ads on right-wing radio. And I remember calling him out and Tom Hartman at the time. So I think people that don't use this radio network, your new owner, Paige, is a wonderful person. They don't use this radio network, these Democrats. It's at their peril. I mean, you guys have built the infrastructure. We need to build the infrastructure we've been talking about for decades. When is the Democratic Party going to do it, right? Howard Dean had it right. 50 states is the way to go. Build the infrastructure. Get the Clintonista, the corporate, the third way type people out of the way. And then you'll actually start running elections. You can't be half in, half out on issues. You know, we need to go to the left on some of this stuff, and it's only going to happen if you get the corporate Clintonista neoliberal guys out of the picture, as long as they're involved, you're going to be fighting with one hand behind your back. So I just wanted to say thank you, because you guys have done so much to turn Wisconsin around and win these Supreme Court races and some of these other close elections. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Robert, and thank you for the compliment. I don't know how much credit I could actually take, but I think you're right in that regard, as far as, you know, building up a something to go to push back against the right-wing talk radio network here in the state of Wisconsin, because it is a juggernaut. And with the talk about the amount of money that are actually spent in campaigns, and compare that to the cost of purchasing and running, call it radio stations or television stations, those are assets that can remain. They can actually turn a profit. Once you spend the money on the ads and on the political, and the dark money, all that stuff, it's gone. There's nothing left. You got to raise it and do it all over again. But I would in defense of a guy of Ben Wickler, he's raised a hell of a lot of money, and he's really used his ability in the laws in the state of Wisconsin to beat out and beat the Republicans at their own game. But I certainly will take the compliment, Robert. Thank you.
I also, and thanks, Robert, and I agree with you that the left and the progressives have not responded to the need to build a progressive media infrastructure until civic media came along. I mean, we just need to do it. I'm glad Robert recognizes it. But Robert, I wouldn't have complained about Ben Wickler going on right-wing radio. I think you should go everywhere. You know, Bernie goes on Fox. Pete Buttigieg goes on Fox. I think that's smart. Not everyone on right-wing radio, not everyone on Fox is, you know, a cult member, and you got to reach people somehow, not just on civic media, but yeah, go on their show sometime and see if you can shake things up.
Matt, you always come at things from such a humanist perspective. It's very refreshing, and it also makes me feel inadequate sometimes. Right.
Well, refreshing, you got to deal with me all the time, Jess. I hear what you're saying. 855-752-4842. Love you, Matt. That's why you come around, man. Thank you. Make us all want to be a little bit better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's get CJ in here, man. You'll have the last word this hour. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call, and I'll vouch for Matt. We even had lunch together.
All right.
Let's do it again, CJ.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to that, Matt. You know, I just wish you guys would be honest about his nominees. Kash Patel, read his resume.
I have. I'm not impressed.
And I tried so hard to get on Maggie when you had Maggie on yesterday, I think it was, Dom. And, you know, his resume is impressive.
What is it about his resume, CJ, do you think qualifies him to run an organization of 35,000 law enforcement officer types? I mean, what stands out? What gives him that ability based on his resume that you've seen, sir?
Well, before he was on the National Security Council, he was on the House Permanent Select Committee for Intelligence, and he actually was the chair that exposed the 2016 Russian involvement.
Yeah, I know you guys got a lot of love for him for that, but let me rephrase the question. How many people has Kash Patel ever managed?
It doesn't matter to me.
Yes, of course it doesn't matter to you, CJ.
It doesn't.
What do you mean it doesn't?
They failed us.
Who has?
Our FBI failed us.
Yeah.
We had, you now have McCabe on CNN, who was fired for leaking information. You have Brennan, who lied under oath and was exposed during the John Durham report. So the list
this John Durham report. Okay, list goes on. Okay, so of 35,000 people, CJ, you listed like two. So
let me just say,
yeah, go ahead.
In CJ's defense, Brennan did lie when he said the NSA wasn't spying on U.S. citizens. I agree.
Well,
he was.
They were spying on aides to the Congress or Senate or something. Yeah, Brennan is a big fat liar, no doubt. But this isn't about Brennan, man. It's about Kash Patel, and Kash Patel is now going to be the head of the FBI. 35,000 people. With zero experience in doing so. I mean, you got to show me something more than he was working for what? Forget his
Nunez.
Name. Nunez. Come on, man. Nunez, who's at Truthy Social. Maybe he should go there instead. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That is Matt Rothschild. That is Jess P.S. on the board. Come back with us. We'll talk about the United States Supreme Court testimony today, hearing today about the transgender laws in the state of Tennessee.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.